I used the image from the Justin Timberlake Filthy video. Very craftily of me. Sneaky I was. And using that robot image that Melissa Linscombe kept posting in the chat room at MikeChurch.com that most of you are not in right now, but you could be on a Free Phone Friday. It's free. Don't cost nothing. And I found a great image of the Timberlake robot angrily pointing. And I used it in sharing yesterday's digital media file and highlight reels on the Twitter and the Facebook. And it got a little bit of play. It got more views than the usual stuff that we put up on the Mike Church Show fan page. So I'm actually grateful for that. I still haven't listened to the song, and I'm not going to listen to the song. I know I'm just going to. I saw some screen caps from it, and I went, really, Justin, did you have to go there? This is just such a cop-out, folks. To sink to the lowest common denominator and even feign fake sexual acts with a robot. I understand the point that he made at the end, and I'm glad that he made the point. I think it's a valid point that he makes with the robot and him disappearing and the robot taking his identity. But, Justin, you didn't have to get there that way, bro. Come on, man. You know, can I just talk to you people about this for just a moment here? I don't have anything against Justin Timberlake. I don't. I actually think he's very talented. This is what should break our hearts. Why can't you use your talent for good? You got enough money. You don't need any more money. How about some souls, Justin? Why don't you use the talent that God blessed you with? And hey, and the beauty of your wife, Jessica Biel. Imagine what a power, what an amazing statement that would be. You two would go Feeneyite and convert. Right there. Tens of millions would consider their way. Now, how sick and twisted is this world that we'd have to rely on the Timberlakes outside of divine intervention to encourage people to follow the faith? But folks, my friends, shouldn't we be willing to pray for that conversion? Is there a day that goes by when you don't, in some of your prayers, say, pray for the conversion, President Donald J. Trump? Can't get any bigger than that. You know how many souls might be saved if we truly... Now, again, I don't win any friends. I'm not trying to offend anyone. I'm not trying to scare anyone off. I say it out of charity and love. If we really believe extra ecclesiam nulla salus, don't we have the duty to do that? Now, you're not allowed to say things like this on pay radio stations like the SiriusXM Patriot Channel. Trust me, I know. Or on your local yokel AM talk channel. Trust me, I know. But does that mean that they're wrong? Mr. Church, we have to make a living first. Do you really, so God's going to forsake you then. He's not going to let you feed yourself or your family, and your kids aren't going to go to school. They're all going to die like the... made-up actors and actresses in Les Miserables. Mitter Simpson, are your kids, if you follow your faith, are your kids going to wind up like the ragtags in Les Miserables? 844-527-8723. With his popularity, imagine the good. And I'm not talking about giving his money away. Souls, Justin. Souls. You're trying to be a good guy. You're trying to do the right thing, but you're doing it in all the right way, and you're not looking at the right good. The right good can be found, especially if you live in the St. Paul area, because there are very Orthodox and very traditional Catholic churches and priests and prelates in Minneapolis, St. Paul. With all that diabolical activity up there, there has to be. What a great Lenten humiliation or mortification that would be daily. I'm not going to have it. You know when I got 11 tater tots from Sonic, I'm going to throw one in the trash. I'm not going to have it. That little mortification I'm going to offer up for the conversion of Justin Timberlake at Jessica Biel. Some of you are right now are laughing, or you're going like, that's the most stupid thing I've ever heard. All right, call me and tell me, why is that stupid?